You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And this morning we're going to be talking with Alan Jat and Michael Mulipola about the Indie Arts Festival called Chromacon. And good morning to you both. Thanks so much for coming in. How are you this morning?
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
That's all good. I just wanted to start off by if one of you could kind of tell us a little bit about Chromacon and what it's all about.
I guess I'll start. Yeah. So Chromacon is an indie arts festival that we founded back in 2013.
Yeah.
And it's basically an event that is purely focused on showcasing independent creators from around New Zealand, mostly working in the visual and sort of moving image and interactive medium. So you've got illustrators, comic artists, animators, indie game developers. So everybody comes together and showcasing things that they've made, whether it's outside of their professional practice or they've made it their sort of full-time job.
So do people come from all around New Zealand to take part in the Chromacon?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Wow.
Obviously, a lot of artists based in Auckland because it's, you know, the festival itself is Auckland,
yeah.
But we get artists from all over New Zealand.
And are these artists, do they usually spend full time doing their art, or do they have to kind of do other things to be able to facilitate being able to do their illustration and stuff?
It's a mix.
Yeah.
There are full time working professionals all around the country. There are those who do it part time, also supplement their income with part time jobs. And the like, but it's a wide range of artists, you know, from as I said, working professionals to hobbyists to, you know, but like very skilled hobbyists and stuff. So it's a great mix, not only in terms of artwork and art styles, but also in terms of artists.
And did you guys set up Chromacon to begin with? Are you the founders?
That's all Alan. I'll let Alan talk about that. I'm just the...
I'm the founder, yes.
And why did you want to begin Chromacon?
I'm also an artist, and for a long time, I worked as a freelance illustrator, but in my spare time, I supplemented that with collaborating with other friends of mine, and we would make art books and comics anthologies sort of, you know, every year. And we just found that once we sort of made these things... and sort of self-publish them, you know, in print form, we don't have anywhere to kind of showcase them to the public.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes quite hard to go to other events that are bigger and sort of explain to people that, oh, we're not just selling sort of wares and we don't run a shop or anything. This is stuff that we've made ourselves.
Yeah.
So the idea really was, this is something that I wanted to take part in as an artist.
Cool. And since 2013 to now, what kind of response have you been getting? Have you been getting a lot more people wanting to be involved in Chromacon?
Definitely, definitely. It's definitely gotten much bigger than the first year.
Yeah, no, the second year was definitely much bigger than the first inaugural event. And I guess that's more due to now people understanding what Chromacon is, what Chromacon has on show. I guess more awareness of the artwork that's on display.
And what kind of artwork do you do, Michael?
I'm primarily a comic book artist, but I do illustrations for books and school journals, do some advertising, storyboards, pretty much anything that pays to draw. I'm an art mercenary, I guess. If you give me money, I'll draw you whatever. But primarily comic books. That's what I'm more internationally renowned for.
And what kind of started the whole passion for comic book illustration?
Falling in love with comics as a kid.
Yeah.
I've been reading comics since I was pretty much five.
Cool.
So that's a few decades of just comics, being immersed in comics. And so I love to draw. And finding comics at such a young age, I pretty much automatically became enamored with comic art and wanting to draw comics.
It's amazing. I mean, I can't say that I read a lot of comics. I do like to kind of flick through them, and just the whole kind of gathering of colour and like the line work and it's fascinating. I can't understand how people can kind of just sit down and start to draw away.
like most art, it's not easy.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
It takes a lot of hard work, but the passion for art kind of is what drives you to finish projects, to finish artwork.
And how about you, Alan? What kind of art do you do?
Oh, man, I'm interested in so many different styles and genres and mediums, which is, I guess, in a way reflected by the festival, because I'm interested in so many different things. So, I used to, Before ChromeCon, I used to do like a comic every year. Ironically, like the festivals have kept me so busy that I haven't had time to do my own work. But I still freelance illustration. These days, I did quite a few theater posters, and that's really fun because you get to collaborate with other creatives from a very different discipline. That's really interesting.
So collaboration is really important.
Yeah, I love storytelling, so anything that has involved storytelling is really interesting to me.
And do you guys think that there's kind of a lack of representation of illustrators and comic artists within the wider art kind of community or world of art?
I think it's definitely getting a lot better. Like, I would say we're living kind of in the golden age of being a sort of an independent artist.
Cool.
Because there's so much different ways of sort of reaching your audience and supporting yourself. I mean, Mikhail can speak to that because he's working on a really awesome project right now that he'll probably talk about.
ChromeCon allows a platform for artists to kind of get their stuff out there to the public that probably wouldn't usually have the traditional avenues like galleries and stuff.
Yeah.
Would probably turn their nose up at some of the artwork that is produced by artists at ChromeCon. Again, with the age of the internet and social media, it's so much easier to get your stuff out there. And so ChromeCon kind of saw a need for that, to kind of go, hey guys, why don't you physically like showcase your stuff, you know, and show New Zealanders and punters and attendees how great the illustration industry is in New Zealand. And you see so many like great young artists, up and coming artists, and you're just like, man, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw on your video how one thing that is awesome about ChromeCon is people can go and actually watch the artists creating their art during kind of the showcase.
Mm.
Yeah, which I think is really awesome because you don't usually get to kind of see that. It's quite intimate.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely an environment we want to create. The idea I got for when I started ChromeCon was, we did, you know, group shows and stuff in the past, and I really enjoyed the opening evening, like as everybody does. I mean, other than the free booze, obviously. But it's really just nice to mingle with the artists and have them directly there to talk about their work. And that's something I wanted to carry over to ChromeCon and just, you know, extend that to like a whole weekend, you know.
And what artists are you guys excited to see at the event? Is there any you're kind of like, you must go see this? Or...
Ooh. Alan's brought over some pretty awesome international guest artists who will be holding workshops and seminars throughout the weekend for Chroma Connect. For me, mainly not only the great thing about ChromeCon is kind of showcasing my stuff and meeting new fans and even young aspiring artists who are looking up to what we do, it's catching up with friends and other artists who I haven't seen in a while because we're so busy working on our own projects. So this is kind of a nice weekend where we all catch up. We're always like, hey, what are you up to and stuff. So that's kind of the thing that I really love about this is just the catching up with old friends.
So it's a really great community as well. And then is this a good opportunity for people who say artists that have just kind of been starting off and like have been drawing and stuff but they don't know whether they can kind of put it out there? Is this a great kind of environment for them to kind of come into and walk around and see what's happening?
Definitely. It's so diverse, like the range of exhibitors and also just artists visiting. It's our third one now, and I kind of see there are some artists who they might have still been students like when ChromeCon first started, and now you know they've moved on to exhibiting, and you have artists who've sort of gone from when the first year they just started really trying to work on something of their own, and now they've moved, like at this stage they've already have something that you know they've might have completed and maybe self-published or Kickstarter, or you know it's really interesting to see that their work evolve and progress.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Alan and Michelle, for coming in today. ChromeCon is going to be happening on Saturday 8th and Sunday 9th of April, and it's going to be happening at the Altea Centre, and it's free as well, so people can come along and have a little look and maybe buy a couple of awesome pieces of art from varying illustrators and comic artists and visual artists and digital artists and all of that. So yeah, it sounds fantastic. I encourage people to get along and just have a little look and discover some new things and new pieces of art. Thank you guys for coming in this morning and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.